Lawmakers in Tennessee discussing government overreach on family farms. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
The SEC doesn't need to be on our farm. They need to stay on Wall Street.
Farmers have recently had concern over proposed regulations from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that would require greenhouse gas emission reporting on their operations. Fortunately, that proposal has been postponed for now on farming, but remains on certain businesses. Members from the U.S. House Financial Services Subcommittee were recently in Tennessee to hear directly from Tennesseans on how this proposal would impact them. Unicoi County farmer Renee Jones described what the rule would do to their tomato farm.
I think it would require us to have folks on our farms like lawyers and chemists to be able to comply and keep up an additional staff for record keeping. The impact that it would have on farms like ours and across this state would be very negative.
Tennessee Congressman John Rose and Andy Ogles are on the committee. They say it was important for them to hear directly from people in their state on this.
Having Renee Jones, who's a great Farm Bureau member here in Tennessee, and then to get the insights from other Tennesseans like the Deputy Solicitor General and from the UT professor really gives us good insights.
You've got these agencies, and there's a whole host of them that are guilty of it, but they make laws by new rules. But what it's going to do is going to destroy the family farm and the American farmer at a time when we need more food production here at home.
Michigan's 4th Congressional District, Representative Bill Huizenga, chairs the hearing.
The United States is self-sufficient when it comes to feeding ourselves. I want to make sure that continues, and here we have a backdoor effort to start regulating publicly traded companies, but they are going to have a massive, massive impact on our family-owned farms.
Similar rules are being implemented in California and serving as a blueprint for proposed rules like this one by the SEC.
California is not our nation's capital, and we need to make sure that we send people to our nation's capital that will uphold our way of life.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.